What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, June 26th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Good
morning. And Jason Bishop.
Hey, what's up?
Johnny Cakes in San Diego. I saw him post a picture.
Yeah.
From being at
the Nats game.
The Padres game. The Nats game. Padres won one zippy.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't see a lot of offense.
No, yeah. He didn't.
I would say the over-under on how many innings he was there.
I'd say five.
Four and a half.
That's all, you think?
Yeah, and that's where I'd set the over-under. I'd go over.
I think I would go over.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're there. What else you got
to do? And the weather was great.
You can't have nothing else to do.
You see how that weather looked like it was like mid-70s?
It actually goes fast when you have no offense.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Like they only had, what, three hits? Something like that?
Well, Nick Pivetta was on, man. James Wood wasn't.
Yeah, it's all good.
One of those days.
Of course, we had the NBA draft last night, and after all the talk, they end up with Texas guard Trey Johnson with the number 6 pick. I remember, EB, you did one of your commercial break film studies mm-hmm. of Johnson. Really good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 6'4". He's 19.
Yeah, I mean, he's a baller. There's no doubt about it. He's got a
good 3-point sniper.
Got a big wingspan, super athletic. What I really like is the Texas coaches said he's their hardest worker since they've had KD. So, you know, I love guys like that. Just gym rats. You know, they're going to out rep everybody. They're going to be better than most.
And he seems like a good kid, too.
Seemed like a good kid. Terrible suit. Trying to get over that.
He wore the shorts, right?
I guess that's what you call it. Just awful.
What were they? Longer shorts?
Yes, they were like.
It was like. Suit
remember
shorts.
When?
That was weird.
You had the Fab Five, but then Arkansas took it to another level. There are those kind of shorts.
I don't know. It was weird, but whatever. Doesn't mean anything, I guess. I'm trying to get over it.
He's wearing a suit with, and you can see his white socks.
It's okay.
Seems like a great kid. Whatever, but I love. He's a hard worker, super athletic, good pick. I actually was focused, obviously, on Ace Bailey, and the broadcast was the country was. It seemed like. And I have to tell you, my opinion is that kid came off great. He looked like he was having a ton of fun. He and the Harper kid, I thought they were adorable, the two of them. And they're like, I like your hat, son. I like your hat. You know, they were just really
it's cool that
drinking it up.
The NBA draft coverage is cool because unlike the NFL draft, they immediately have all the family members there. And they, you know, they have girlfriends or, you know, whatever. And they have mom and dad and brothers. And they just interview them all.
I think they kind of have that in the NFL.
Well, maybe a little bit, but not like that.
It's just, I don't know. It was really nice to see. And just see the way, obviously, anytime you have a draft like that and you see families impacted and, you know, some of these kids, you know, like the one that came from, was it VJ? The one that
from
the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, I came from nothing.
Yeah.
And the mom is just, you know, crying. And it's just great to see these guys. Now, look, a lot of them already made a little bit of NIL money, but mm-hmm. this is generational.
It's next level. It's their dream, too. That's the biggest thing.
These guys are just going to be studs. I really think it's a good draft. I think you're going to look back at this draft and say, man, there were some really impactful players in here, and I think you're going to have a few stars.
You mentioned Harper. His mom went viral.
Yeah. Well, she's smoked. She went ugly.
Yeah.
Shocker that Ron Harper.
Yeah. He married a hottie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
But, yeah, I love the Johnson pick. I thought Bailey clearly was just he and his agents. They were trying to orchestrate something where they could get to where they wanted to go. Didn't work out. He's too good. Ended up in Utah. That was funny. The kid that Toronto drafted, you could read his lips. He said the F word.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to go to Toronto, I presumably, and pay all those taxes and deal with all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll be
it's
fine.
It's just far away.
Also far away. But taxes are a big deal, dude.
He said that he wasn't upset. He was just saying, F, like, I can't believe, like, what just happened.
Okay.
I got drafted.
Okay.
Of course, they asked him about that immediately.
He
was like, no, the F was about disbelief that this just happened.
Maybe. Yeah. I believe he said that, but I don't know if I believe it.
Back to the Wizards selection. It's interesting. Obviously, he's a great shooter, and they like those skills. But apparently, when he met with Will Dawkins and the Wizards brass, they actually had a highlight package for him to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't highlights. It was him taking plays off.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they wanted to see his reaction. Yeah. And yeah, he said he appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the player I want to be.
Yeah, they're going to push him.
Yeah, good.
Which is good. Yeah, I think it's an excellent pick. Excellent pick.
Yeah, we said when we did our mock yesterday, we said, you know, after the mock, we just said there's a 100% chance Bailey or Trey Johnson will be available at six.
Yeah.
Obviously Bailey wasn't. He went right ahead. I think it's a great pick.
I think it's a very good pick.
I loved the Walter Clayton pick, but I was hoping they would keep him, and they didn't. you know, they wanted to get a younger player, and they wanted to get some extra draft picks. But
I think it was Utah that did exactly what I wanted the Wiz to do, take Bailey and Clayton. I thought it was super interesting draft. It's the most interested I've been in the draft in several years beyond just like the first pick. It was really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot of the personalities. I thought the kids are great. I'm not sure if I love the panel. Like, I don't know if I love the... I don't know. The ESPN broadcast. Were there several ESPN channels that were covering it? Because Stephen A. was on a channel.
That's right? The only one I watched.
ABC.
You know, I didn't watch the Stephen A. panel. I watched the other one. Kendrick and... I don't even know who the two women are. I know they cover them.
Malika Andrews.
Yeah, I don't know them. But
You didn't want to watch Stephen A.?
I mean, I chose...
You got to deal with it sometimes.
I got to imagine they got to have somebody better than Kendrick Perkins up there. You know, he may be giving fine information. He just, I find him a little bit hard to understand. And
he sometimes is not listening when they did the Walter Clayton pick.
Yeah.
They had just announced that the Wizards had traded or were going to trade the pick to Utah.
I know.
Utah.
And he said, they traded Jordan Poole. He's going to get some playing
time. Yeah, and he just went in a whole analysis.
That's fine. I think he's fairly terrible.
You know how many times we on this show haven't heard something
it's
that
fine, but
someone just said?
It's fine. But he
happens all the time.
I just don't think he's that entertaining.
I think he's
me.
All right. I think he's opinionated. He's
I need a better. I need a bigger personality.
The NBA, he's pretty good, but he's got a lot of, you know, southern cliches.
I don't know. I don't get sized.
Well, so they did not draft Walter. Well, they drafted Walter Clayton, but they traded him. And instead, they got a kid from Illinois who's tall,
mm-hmm.
long.
Looks like he's athletic.
He was the Big Ten Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah. Younger, yeah.
Yeah, and he, I guess he had a big growth spurt where he went from like 5'9 to 6'6 there over a 1 or 2 year period. I think now he's listed at maybe 6'8 or something.
6'8, yeah. But so. he's really thin.
Yeah, they look like they wanted to get some guys that can score a little bit.
They want younger. So. They went young.
They're going to have this interesting mix of some older guys,
yeah,
like Middleton and Smart and C.J. McCollum, who they just traded for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just going to have a slew of young players. And it's almost like, well, let's figure out who emerges, right? We like Bob, and we like the guys they drafted last year. And I'm talking about mostly the guards right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see if A.J. Johnson emerges,
mm-hmm.
or if Trey Johnson emerges.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Johnson still might be another year or two away.
Well,
he's so young.
Trey Johnson, yeah. I mean, look, you draft someone six, Trey Johnson's part of your future, so I would think that, you know, he's going to get a great opportunity. And I think the fact that they've got veterans on that roster like they do, with, you know, 15-year vets, I think that's great for those young players. Now, we'll see what those veterans, how they – you know, relate to the younger players. I mean, sometimes veterans just want to really compete, get theirs, and make the playoffs. But if they're willing to sacrifice some of that and help these younger players develop, that's a great combination. But we'll see.
Thought there was a lot of good reaction via social media about the pick. I had just put up, you can follow us at Junks Radio, whether you like the pick.
About the Trey pick?
And most people seem to be on board with it.
Yeah.
Good.
I was hoping Queen would slip. Valdez, I'm sure you were too. Of course, New Orleans picked him up with 13. He, you know, he's a charming kid. He's fun to see being interviewed and everything.
Classic suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tommy Sorber. The two local kids go 13 and 15.
Yeah.
Now he ended up. Who drafted him?
Oklahoma City.
Oh, the Thunder. Okay, and you know, Queen ultimately gets traded back to New Orleans. But yeah, two local kids go pretty high in the top 15.
I was seeing there was some social media bullying though about the Queen pick, in that he's going to be paired with Zion Williamson, and they don't believe that's a good model because Queen can be soft, gain some weight. Zion might not be the best role model for him.
I don't think his game is soft.
No.
I mean, he might like Twinkies, but he'll be fun to watch and root for. I don't know. I really, really enjoyed this draft for the first time in quite a few years. So I'm excited to see how they pan out. Carter Bryant, that was Jimmy Patsos' guy. Mm-hmm. He ended up, I think, with the Spurs.
Yep.
It's amazing that a guy, I think he made something like 39 threes or something, but he only averaged 6 points a game. But, you know, he was up there dressed like a future baller.
I think he had
no shirt on.
He had no shirt.
Suit,
and, he had no shirt under the suit.
But I don't know. I loved it.
It was fun.
I was super excited about it. Drab. I don't even know what Drab's team is. Drab, what is your team? Said the Sonics are gone. Like, I don't even know. Do you have a team?
Trailblazers.
Trailblazers are your team. What did they do?
They drafted a guy from the rafters in the middle of the first round.
The Asian guy, the Chinese guy,
Tenzin Yang.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, but who knows?
Yeah, because they've
locked in on him for like 2 years. They said.
What are they gonna do with Klingon? These are two big guys.
This guy's much bigger though, isn't he? No, is he like 7'2" or no?
I mean, Klingon's huge.
I didn't know he's that tall.
Yeah. So, is this Chinese kid more of a an outside player?
No.
Okay.
I'm the Chinese Jokic.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, they originally drafted the Cedric Coward, but they traded him to, I think it was to Memphis.
Yeah,
well,
his story was amazing. His story is amazing. Started D3, and then I don't even know where the hell he ended up, like Washington State, and then was going to go to Duke to get the last year in, but stayed in the draft.
Yeah.
That's a great story. Actually, only played 6 games last year, but still showed enough. To be built, like a top 15 pick, something like that, wherever he went.
Yep.
Well, people seem to like it. I'm looking at some of the social media reaction. Trey Johnson comes to the Wizards. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. Chase Hughes is going to join us, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports Network. He'll jump on at 8:25. And our pal John Fanter covers college hoops for Fox. He'll be on at 9:25. And, of course, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Time to open up the Junkie Sports page.
Brought to you by my good friends over at Molloy. It's my favorite team, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices for you on your favorite models. So head on over, ask for my buddy Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Make it Molloy. It's Molloy.com. So obviously last night was the NBA draft. We kind of recapped it quickly in the opening segment, but we can kind of get more into it now. We have some audio we're going to play here in a second. But Cooper Flagg, of course, goes 1 to the Dallas Mavericks. Cooper Flagg, the Vegas sportsbooks had Cooper Flagg at -100,000 to go number 1 overall. So you could bet $1,000 to win $1. I think Wembanyama also was about the same odds.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to bet Cooper Flagg going to the Dallas Mavericks, you had to put up $1,000 to win $1.
It was cool to see the family there. And again, we talked about it leading up to it, but my brain kind of explodes when I think about the twin brother that's not nearly as gifted.
He's going to Maine.
Mom went, and the older brother is playing there currently.
Yep.
And, you know, whole family tradition of going to Maine, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Not to be diminished, but when you're literally your identical twin brother is Cooper Flagg, and he's going to be a billionaire athlete, and you're...
Yep.
You're like Mr. Maine. I don't know, it's just weird. Like, how did it skip over? Like, what
happened? I'm trying to think of other twins. I mean, Horace Grant and Harvey Grant were different style players, but they were both very good.
Were they identical twins?
Accomplished.
Too?
Yeah.
They were definitely twins. Oh, yeah. They were identical.
Both pros.
You had the Collins twins.
Yeah.
They were similar type players. The Lopez's, I don't know if they're identical. Brooke and Robin.
Yeah, I mean, they've been twins. But, I mean, this is
definitely
not going to be a twin situation.
I know. I'm trying to think.
This is a twin situation where one's literally nubs.
Yeah.
I mean, not relative to the rest of the population.
Well, could he rise up and become an NBA player?
I doubt it.
Yeah, but they're fraternal twins.
I thought they were identical.
No, they're fraternal twins.
All right, so that makes more sense. I kept going on the identical twin thing.
Oh, yeah. Different DNA.
Yeah, like all right, so different brothers. DNA. All right, makes sense. Now my head. So
one of them has the mom's DNA and the dad's DNA.
I don't know. Somehow it's different.
I mean, Drab is raising twins. They have differences.
I don't know what Drab's twins are. I honestly don't know.
I have identical twins that share the same DNA. Fraternal twins are just like regular brothers.
Right, but even though they're identical, I'm saying they have different personalities and traits. Course,
yeah. Sure.
But no, he's just talking about talent.
Just like from a talent perspective. And by the way, if you type in Cooper Flag twin, like identical twin comes up all over the place. So I got confused. I thought they are identical, even though when you look at them, they don't look identical. They look a little different.
I mean, really, pretty amazing. It's a la LeBron James in that you'd been kind of hearing about Cooper Flag for a couple years when he's in Maine. Then he goes to play with Derek Queen in Florida, then he goes to Duke, and he's just been successful throughout. Like, there hasn't been a drop-off. I think Billis was talking about pressure with him, and I hadn't thought about it that way. But, yeah, there's pressure when you're the number one guy from when you're 16 years old, and he continued to be the number one guy.
Yeah. And just super impressive.
It's going to be interesting to see how he plays in the NBA, at the NBA level, and he's got some really good future Hall of Famers that he'll be playing with and learning from.
I think he'll be pretty good. All I could think about was some of the guys knocking him coming into the draft, you know, like some of those podcasts. But when you watch the highlights, I don't know what those guys are seeing. He looks like he's going to be the real deal.
Yeah, it's hot take central is what that is. Yeah. So Flag, Harper goes to the Spurs. VJ Edgecombe, the Bahamian, goes to Philly. Con Canupo goes to Charlotte. Of course, we talked about Ace Bailey. He went one spot ahead of the Wizards. He goes to the Jazz. And then Trey Johnson out of University of Texas, 6'5", probably 195 pounds, a shooter. Really good. Seems like a really good kid.
Shot almost 40% on three-pointers.
Yep.
Averaged basically 20 points during his only season in Texas.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so GM Will Dawkins was asked about Trey Johnson and kind of rebuilding this roster going post-draft.
Oh, what clip number?
Oh, I'm sorry. One.
Obviously, you're focused on building the Wizards today, but the Thunder did just win the championship. You were a big part of building what their team has done, and you're building a young, similar core that was like at the early stages there, here. So in terms of building that young core, how good do you guys feel about where it is adding these two guys to the young people you're already building with here right now?
Yeah, first off, congratulations to the Thunder. Good to see the city and everybody that I work with get an opportunity to celebrate that. My family back in Oklahoma was definitely proud and happy and at the parades and all that stuff. But I think every rebuild is different. Every timeline for each team is different. And we're running our own race. And that's the most important thing for us and for everybody to understand here in D.C. And through the first three drafts, it's only been 2 years, a couple weeks since myself and Michael have really been here. We feel confident in the players that we have to just grow at their own time. And adding Trey and Will, they're like-minded players. They have some versatility. They're compete. They're going to get after it. And we're going to give them the same runway that we've given all of the other players that we drafted to work on their craft. And when it's time for them to play, they're going to play and get a lot of minutes here.
Thank you. Obviously.
So, we kind of talked about it yesterday. You got to give him time. I mean, he's only been here a couple of years, and he's drafted some really young players. He's acquiring veterans with expiring contracts, so you have to kind of see what direction they're going in. And obviously, the youth is the core of this team, so the Alex Sars and the Koulibalys, the A.J. Johnsons, now the Trey Johnsons of the world have to become legitimate.
He just hopes one of these guys, really just one of these guys, makes like this huge leap.
Yep.
You know, from Koulibaly, you've seen an incremental leap from year one to year two. It'd be great, because a lot of times when you see young guys get into the league that become superstars, they might not be a superstar right off the bat. They'll show some flashes, and then there'll be this big leap.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're hoping it's one of these guys, you know, and we'll see. I'm super high on Bub. Yeah. Like, I think Bub could be, he could end up being the top guy.
Yeah,
and Bub, but maybe it's going to be Trey Johnson. Maybe it's going to be, I know we have one listener that he's adamant that AJ Johnson's going to, like, blow up.
Well, I mean, he's a freak athlete.
He could. You never know.
Got to see what happens. Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the drafts of the past, there, I mean, superstars have been drafted 15 and below.
Of course.
You know, I mean, just look at some of the superstars in the NBA. I mean, Jimmy Butler was drafted 30th. I mean, you could get a really good player later in the draft. You don't have to get him number one overall. Mm-hmm. All right, so we talked about Kendrick Perkins and some of the experts on the broadcast last night. This was Jay Billis and Kendrick Perkins giving their thoughts on the Trey Johnson pick.
He's an outstanding shooter, and he shoots it equally well on catch-and-shoot situations and off the dribble. He was 41% catch-and-shoot, 39% off the dribble. He gets separation. He's just a gifted scorer that is a natural shooter. He gets it off quickly. You know, he's got a wingspan of 6'10".
Quick release, yeah.
Quick release, and he's got beautiful form. And he really does a good job of moving without the ball. He can do it off of screens. He did it there in a pick-and-roll situation. But he's just natural as a scorer. I think he can improve his defense. But as you mentioned, Malika, he led the SEC in scoring at just about 20 points per game. The last two freshmen to do that were Cam Thomas and Brandon Miller. He had a 39-point game earlier this year. That was the most by a freshman in Division I. And he's 89 threes, also the most by a freshman in Division I. He had 15 games of 20 points or more. I think the main thing for him is to become a better defender and to get stronger, both of which he can do.
Yeah, and I had a lot of time. I got an opportunity to spend a lot of time with Trey Johnson. You know, one of my best friends was his assistant coach, Brandon Chappelle, and all around great kid. Goes nothing about, it's all about basketball with him. But when I look at Trey Johnson, I see a lot of Chris Middleton. The way that he's able to create off the dribble, get separation, the floaters in the lane, and like Jay just highlighted, the best shooter, overall shooter in this draft.
So they love him. So
everybody seems to be very positive about it.
Yep. Interesting comp to Chris Middleton because Chris Middleton is here.
Yeah.
Right.
So he can learn from the master.
I love the references to his work ethic, though. The guy loves being in the gym, mm-hmm. just loves playing ball. I think mm-hmm. a lot of those guys last night just love playing ball.
So Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma went one pick after the Wiz. He went to the Pellies, the guard out of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And then kind of down the draft, Kaman Maluach went to the Rockets, but then was traded to Phoenix.
You could see how emotional he was, too. He's another one with just an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just started playing basketball 4 or 5 years ago and, you know, had like a cab driver see him walking on the street and said, dude, you got to start playing basketball.
Right.
And look at how that turned his life around.
Absolutely. We gave props to local kids. Derek Queen was drafted by the Hawks, but then traded to the Pellies at 13. And then two picks later, Thomas Sorber out of Georgetown, he was selected. So, you know, you had some local kids drafted. And then in 18, the Wizards had the second first-round pick. They drafted Walter Clayton Jr. out of Florida, of course, won a national championship. And I loved the pick, but then, of course...
He had announced before that
he was going to be traded to Utah.
They were trading the pick to Utah. So I mean, I was just so annoyed by that because I had to wait another 20 minutes or so before I could go to bed.
Right. So they ended up trading Clayton for Will Riley, who was a freshman from Illinois.
Yeah.
6'8", thin kid, but you know they want to get young. They also traded him for a second round pick because they had traded a second round pick away. They acquire the 43rd pick and then two future second-round picks.
Is Riley the one they talked about last night that like made his debut and scored a ton of points in his debut?
I'd have to go back and look at the game log.
I thought it was him. Maybe it wasn't. But
anyway,
yeah.
So here's Will Dawkins explaining the Will Riley pick.
Riley pick, number 21. Originally had 18. Felt comfortable making that trade to move back. Was Will Riley always your guy in that range, and you felt confident that he was still going to be there at 21? Or overall, what was the reasoning behind that deal?
Yeah, there's a lot that you can imagine that goes on. We're fortunate to have a deep staff that can have multiple conversations with agents, multiple conversations with other teams, and we're just tracking our guys throughout the draft. Will's someone that when we first came in, we knew he kind of fit our profile. We spent a lot of time on the grassroots watching and seeing who he is as a player there. He was different than when he was at Illinois. I think towards the end of the season, when they had some injuries, they put the ball in his hands a little bit, and you can see who he was back when he was playing with UPlay and playing in Canada. So we knew the type of player he was. He was someone we were looking for. And again, it's our job to be strategic as possible, get the most value we can for the future, but also try to make sure we get players that we like. And that deal presented itself, and it was probably the best deal at the time that we felt very comfortable with.
With Will, you said he fits your profile. What specifically do you like about his game?
Size, versatility, high processing speed. He's, again, like I said, he's one of those guys who works. He had a massive growth spurt, and you just look at his face and his body, the way he's built, he's still growing. So he's somebody that we feel confident is going to come in the gym and push people and develop at his own time. But he has ball skills, he can make plays, assist to turnover ratio, and he's probably a better defender than people give him credit for. But we're going to test that out right away in summer league and make him good.
I mean, they're building a team with, you know, with some decent size to them. I like what they're building. Athletic, size, I don't know.
All right, not everyone loved the pick, though. Here's the analysis from CBS Sports HQ.
I'm going C-plus on this because this is an upside swing similar to what we saw last year when they took Keyshawn George. Will Riley, first of all, he's got terrific positional size. He's 6'8" and change without shoes on, so effectively he's 6'9". 32.5% from the three-point line, but if you believe in the upside, you believe that the shooting is going to click and you're optimistic about some of the playmaking you saw late in the season for Illinois. So there's definite upside, don't get me wrong, but we're a long ways away. I mean, you can see physically he does not have the frame, the physical strength to play through contact at the NBA level right now. He's going to need a lot of time, and I just don't know. It seems like they have duplicating parts right now.
I'm not big on Will Riley. I don't think he's the 21st best prospect in this class. I think there are guys on the board right now like Asen Newell, like Liam McNeely, like Danny Wolf, who I think will prove to be better pros, better picks. As Adam said, it's an upside swing. There's no preventing him from being a really, really good pick, but you're trying to, at this stage, at this point, once you get to like 18 to 24, 25, you really get a sense of when you look at mock drafts in the days and weeks leading into draft night, how they become a bit of a dart throw because teams will trade into these spots very frequently, and the things that they are looking for from players in this spot, it varies drastically by franchise. And though we cannot know what every franchise is doing in terms of their overall draft boards, I guarantee you, although Will Riley went here, he might have been three spots higher on some team's draft boards and might be 20 spots lower on another team's draft board.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll get John Fanta's thoughts on drafting these two young kids. I mean, they drafted two 19-year-olds. And, you know, not everyone's going to love every pick, but, you know, Will Riley, he's young. And there's upside, just like the first guy said. I mean, there's upside on him, and he's 6'8". I mean,
you could say that about 6'9". Anybody.
He's probably going to grow.
After they go from, like, the 15th pick on, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You know, just beauty's in the eye of the holder.
And, yes, you were correct in his debut against Eastern Illinois at 31.
Right.
And then when they beat Xavier in the first round of the tournament, NCAA tournament, he had 22. He was 8 for 12 and hit 3 threes, so... he struggled in the next game.
I think he did pretty well. Wasn't he? Did you say he was sixth man of the year or whatever as a freshman in the Big Ten?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, pretty impressive freshman campaign. I'm fine with it. I have no idea if he's going to hit or not. No idea.
Probably not going to be a star.
I wouldn't expect a star, but I mean, you just look, you know, can he play in the league? That's what you're looking for.
Yep.
Can you get a guy and play in the league for 5-7 years in, you know, in your program?
Mm-hmm.
I trust Dawkins until proven otherwise.
Hey, it is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You want to even a call?
Sure. Let's go to, let me see here.
Can talk draft, but you can talk about whatever you want.
These guys are hoop calls. Let me see here. Let's go to Jake in Fredericksburg. Jake, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Hell yo, well, morning Junkies. How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, pal?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just got recently engaged, and then you know, I just had a couple of questions for if I had a word of advice for my radio legend goats. You know, they got me hitting the skin schedule or something like that. But,
schedule?
Hitting the skin schedule.
How old are you, Jake?
30.
You're 30. How old is your beautiful bride to be?
31, I think.
31.
Yeah, 31.
Is the current schedule?
You know, just in the morning, listen to the Jones and then hitting skins and then going back to sleep for a couple hours.
Pretty good, dude. That's kind of on the regular.
Yeah, on my days off. Yeah, on the regular Monday, Tuesdays.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. What do you do?
I'm a meat cutter at Costco.
Meat cutter at Costco, silly.
All right.
Is that?
Yes, yeah, so I'm always thinking about Lurchin is prime ribeyes.
which Costco are you at?
Springfield.
All right.
Springfield. All right. Hey, listen, dude. Congratulations. Don't worry about it. I think it'll play out naturally. How'd you meet her?
Tinder.
Tinder. Nice. Did you hit skins on first date?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Marriage material. There you go.
That's right.
All right. Congratulations, buddy. Enjoy.
She's the one.
Love you, John.
All right. Love you too, pal. All right, enjoy.
All right, your chance to steer the show on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Junkies coming back with more. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Talking about the NBA draft, but you can talk about cutting meat and hitting skins if you want.
Whatever.
It's open line Thursday.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Pete. In Annandale, 800-636-1067. Pete, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, Junkies?
Hey, you're doing great. What's up?
Good, good. Hey, I was born in Chicago and went to Illinois. I've lived out here for the last 20 years, been a listener all those times. So good to talk to you.
Nice.
Hey, I just want to tell you about Will Riley's going to be a star.
Oh, really? Love him.
You're going to have to be so happy with this kid. He reclassified as a senior, so he should have been a high school senior last year when he was Big Ten.
Oh, he's another one of those guys?
Fan of the year.
Wow.
They love the young Bucks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but he can light it up and be one of those guys. He scores like 15 points in 3 minutes, you know? Just take over a game.
I looked at some highlights. He doesn't look super athletic.
Yeah.
He is. He is super athletic. He's growing into his body. Like Lurch said, he had a growth spurt. And you know what? He's a lot more athletic than you think.
I think his parents athletes or the mom?
Well, anybody in the NBA is going to be athletic. I just mean he's not one of those like super leapers, it looks like. Doesn't look as explosive as some others.
Says that on his weaknesses, says thin frame, lacks a degree of burst and physicality, hampering his performance on the defensive end and efficiency attacking.
Say he's got to get a little stronger, but stuff's all fixable.
I mean, he's 19, so he's.
I'm sorry, he had a donut against Maryland when they smoked him by 21 in Champaign and scored 15.
And
scored 15 in garbage time when they're up by 40 in the Big Ten tournament.
So you're
unimpressed.
You're unimpressed.
Big fart sound effect for it.
Well, Will Dawkins liked him, so it's good enough for me, buddy.
My eye might be better than Will's.
All right.
Huge, huge, huge red flags.
The way I look at it is they're acquiring all these young guys. They just need a couple of them to hit. It's a volume play, right?
Yep.
So Will Riley, Trey Johnson, A.J. Johnson, Bub, Keyshawn. Now, you really got to hit on Sarr, who was the number two pick, and Bilal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of guys. If half of them are really good, then you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see, now I'm gonna look. Oh, they don't have a
steal. Look, you have to fill out a roster, right? Not everybody's going to be a star. You're going to have your Gills and Champennies, and maybe Riley's going to be one of those guys.
It's just going to be tough if Clayton turns into a stud.
Yeah.
And you trade it away, and that's a guy that I think could have immediately helped this team, young guy that can fill it up with Poole leaving.
It was interesting that they didn't want him. I don't know why.
I don't know. It just went not a huge. Everybody wanted Clayton. And, you're right there. He's in your lap, and you traded it away. That's the only we'll see, obviously.
They wanted a younger kid. I mean, Clayton's played 5 years of college basketball, so he's. Yeah,
but young doesn't always mean.
doesn't
mean anything.
I told you, I loved the fact that they could have had Clayton and kept him, and they traded him, but. Will Dawkins clearly doesn't want a 22-year-old. He wants
an 18 or 19-year-old. Everyone's saying won the draft last night, the Jazz. They took their young guy, and then they took the more experienced guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look at his game log, and so maybe Maryland weren't two of his highlights. Well, they did do okay. He had 15 against Maryland, but I guess you said they were all in the back end of the game, garbage time. But, 22 against Purdue, 21 against Iowa, 22 against Xavier. I think Ohio State, he had a big game. He had 27 against Minnesota. 24 against Ohio State, 18 against Rutgers and those guys. I don't know. 19 against Michigan State. So maybe Maryland wasn't one of those. I mean, he had other games where he was poor too. I mean, at Oregon, he had 5. Washington, he had 4. Penn State, he had 7. So, look, he was also a guy that was coming off the bench, right? He was largely a 6th man for them.
Mm-hmm. Largely until the end of the season. But the Maryland games were towards the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope you're wrong, Valdez. I'm not going to say I have a huge file on him.
No, but Trey gets an A. But
Trey
this
gets
one,
an A, but Riley, you don't like.
I think there's better players than Riley.
Yeah. I was hoping they would get Clayton, too. But they must. Maybe they really think Bub maybe can carry the load. I don't know. It's interesting. Let's go to Danny in Georgia. Danny, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. Open line Thursday, your chance to steer the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
What's up?
Jason, I got sleep advice for you. You need to go on Amazon and buy the Kirkland brand sleep aid. It's going to help you sleep through the night, not the melatonin. I was on the melatonin forever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work after a while, and it's only like $8 a bottle, and you can go back to the melatonin.
Are they gummies or pills?
No, they're just a pill.
Oh, okay.
What is it? It's the Kirkland brand? Isn't that Costco's brand?
So I got to go to Costco to get it?
No, you can get it online on Amazon.
Oh, on Amazon. Okay. Kirkland.
What's in it?
I don't know. It's a big, long word, but it helps you sleep and stay asleep all night. I've recommended it to multiple people. It says it changes their life because they just can't stay asleep, and this keeps you asleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bickle needs to take
they
it.
They should just call it knockout. It just knocks you out.
I'm telling you, the cherry tart juice does. It brings on a drowsiness. I swear to God.
So you've been
does.
Sleeping better.
Well, here's the problem. I'm drinking it like 2 hours before. It brings on a drowsiness, and I want to doze off. But then that kind of fades.
It weighs,
so by the time I go to bed, I'm still having trouble going to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Last night was a tough night, but from midnight to about 4, slept good.
Well, you
so that's an improvement.
And you stayed up kind of late.
I stayed up late for the stupid draft.
Which you loved.
Which I enjoyed until they traded their pick. Then I started to get annoyed. But, hey, Danny, I appreciate it, pal. I'll look into it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
All right, Danny.
I wouldn't get too fired up about the number 18 pick, which they traded, and it's great. Clayton, you know, won a national championship, was really good in college, but I just looked up the history of the number 18 pick. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to go through the recent ones because you got to give them time, but 2019, it was Goga Batadze.
Who's that?
Exactly. 2018, Lonnie Walker. Okay. He's done a little something in the NBA. 2017, TJ Leaf from UCLA. 2016, Henry Ellenson. 2015, Sam Decker. That's the best one, like in a whole decade. And Sam Decker wasn't some world beater.
No.
So I think at 18,
barely hanging on.
You're probably looking at, you're hoping for somebody that's going to be like your eighth guy on the roster.
Yeah, you just want somebody that can help you.
Yeah.
And it's a flyer.
And they're right. And they're taking a kid versus an older guy because they believe he's got upside and may grow. And
I'll be honest, I felt like he did a lot of prep. You know, Drabby forcing me to do these breakdowns of the kids, which is good. Drabby, you did a good job of picking guys because they were all right around that mix. But once they got down to 18-21, I mean, I was out. I didn't have file on all those guys. You know what I mean?
I mean, but there are guys there that become stars.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The vast majority, you know.
Like this second
almost
round
struggle
tonight,
stay in the league.
I'll have it on in the background, but there's not like a bunch of guys I'm rooting for. You know,
I mean, wasn't the 18th pick Jalen Wells from all rookie last year?
Well, he said he didn't want to look.
Well,
at the
yeah, resume. That's a stud. That kid was unbelievable this past year.
I'm just saying the history is most of them are
well,
pretty
you can't just skip over the last year's pick that was a huge find. I mean, there's all kinds of guys. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's an all-star. He was drafted in the 20s very recently.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to they're going to be guys in this draft drafted after, you know, the lottery, outside the lottery, who are going to be really good players.
There'll probably be somebody in the second round that hits. But it's just, I'm just saying, from my perspective, I just don't have a file on a lot of these guys.
Well, you watch Danny Wolf play.
I love Danny Wolf.
Right?
Yeah, no, I like Danny Wolf.
I mean, you saw Clifford play when Maryland played in the NCAA tournament. I think he's a better prospect.
Yeah, he was their guard from Colorado State.
Ben Riley.
He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been interested if they'd taken Wolf just because I knew his game very well. But, you know, I don't know what's a good fit. I don't know. And in the second round, honestly, I don't know who to root for. I have no idea. I think, how many picks do we have in the second round? Because they picked up two from Utah, right? I think they picked up two.
For tonight?
Yeah.
I thought they only picked up one.
I thought they picked up like 40 and 44. Am I wrong?
No, they picked up 43, and then they picked up two for like years 20, 30, and 31.
Oh, okay.
I think they have 40 and 43 tonight.
No, they don't have 40. They traded the 40th.
I thought they had two.
Hold on a second. Check that, because they remember they traded the 40th to, wasn't it to the Pellies? Check that.
I'm checking, Rick.
All right. I think they traded that to the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. What time?
I think they just have 43 tonight.
They do. Okay. All right. I'll go with that. Yeah, I don't know. Valdez, I hope you're wrong. I hope he's a smash. But only other guy I would have maybe been excited about would have been Wolf. But I don't know if he's a fit or not. And, you know, he's somebody that's going to be dicey. You never know how that's going to work.
Well, we will talk in greater length about these picks with Chase Hughes. He'll join us at 8:25, Wizards reporter for the Monumental Sports Network. And John Fanta covers college hoops at 9:25 here on The Junk.